Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Is your money ready for the holiday season? Find out 7 things to do to get your money holiday ready right in this episode.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Welcome back to the show. I don't know if I've said it enough, but you are literally the reason this show exists. And without you, I couldn't do what I do. So I just wanted to take a minute to say that I am so terribly grateful that you tune in, that you keep tuning in. And there are 2 ways that you can really help out the show to keep it going. Number one, it's super easy. Just send episodes that you love to your friends, family members, post them on social media, shout them out the window, just get them out there. You get the idea, right? Just share the show. The second is to head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review for their show. Now, I know you may listen to this podcast in another podcast player, but Apple is still the big boss when it comes to podcast reviews, and it would just mean a lot to have you validate the show over there. Okay, on to the episode. The holidays are always a time of big spending. Retailers, I think this year, are just really excited to have you back in the store shopping. I think they're honestly really happy. Whether that is safe or not, I don't know. I'm not here to judge that. I'm just saying I think the retailers are really gearing up that this holiday season is going to be kind of a big one. It's estimated that U.S. consumers will spend up to 9% more this holiday period compared to 2020. I guess that's not a lot when we're thinking percentage, 9%, but still, it's more. And last year, consumers spent around $1.2 trillion between November and the end of the year. This was according to a forecast from Deloitte. $1.2 trillion. That's a lot of money. So even 2020 didn't deter us from shopping. And now, I don't know about you, I hardly ever go into a store again. The times that I do go into a store, it feels very weird. It almost feels like I'm cheating on the online cart. It just doesn't feel, I don't know what the word is, it just doesn't feel right anymore. I mean, I used to go to a mall on a weekend when I was bored and had nothing to do. And now the idea of going into a mall, it's just not something I really want to do. I don't know how you feel about that. That's just kind of my own, I guess, bias. But the truth is that the holiday season is a time where you can really get sucked into the marketing messages that are out there, that are really there to help you spend money. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad, because there are a lot of deals to be had around the holidays. And it's also a time, look, I feel it's a time just to celebrate that we're alive, that we made it through another year. It's a time to be with our families or friends, whatever it might be. And it's, to me, sometimes just a celebration. I love to give gifts. I would probably just spend the rest of my life giving gifts and not receiving. I love when somebody opens something that I have found for them and they're really happy about it. I try to be very thoughtful in my gift giving. When it comes to me, I spend money very irrationally at the holiday season. If I find something that I like that is on sale, it's very easy for me to push the button. So I think getting lost in the madness of the holidays and really leaving all the intentionality out the door is super easy. You might find that as well. A couple of emails, some super sales, and before you know it, you just have multiple carts open with hundreds of dollars of stuff that on second glance, maybe you're quite sure you actually need it. Has that ever happened to you? Please say yes, because if it hasn't, then I feel really, really super alone in this. And, you know, this idea of intentionality, I really want to talk about. It's something that I've been trying to bring to the show lately, and having a lot of guests talk about the emotional, the intentional side around money, because it really does matter. Sometimes I think I just want to go back to that time when you handmade cards when you were little and your family just got so excited about them. They just thought they were so amazing. But I don't know if I can get away with that as an adult. I may try though, right? So I want to talk about these 7 things that you can do with your money this holiday season to really get your money ready so that you can roll into November, Black Friday, December, all the holiday sales, and into New Year feeling okay. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel really good about your money. And one of the things to do that is to just start from the place of acceptance of wherever you're at. So every single ear that is listening to this episode, you are in a different money situation. I don't know what your situation looks like. I can tell you what mine has been over the years, and it's been up and down and backwards and forwards and all over the place. I try to be very transparent. And then also I can tell you, after working with hundreds and hundreds of people over 15 years as a certified financial planner, their lives were kooky too. Their money didn't always make sense. It didn't matter how much money they made. There were some things that were, when we looked under the hood, little questionable. But why I'm telling you that is that I want you to feel like, okay, I'm not alone in whatever situation I'm in. Good, bad, in between, I'm not alone. So let's talk about some of these seven things. So number one, speaking of intentionality, is this idea of setting an intention for the holiday season. What the heck is important to you? What do you want to spend money on? How do you want to feel when you get outside of the holiday season? This may feel very touchy-feely, and what in the world does this have to do with my money? But it has a lot to do, because you can probably think back to times in your life where you have spent money very irrationally. Sometimes it's when you've been upset or you've been anxious or maybe something bad happened in your life, and just the idea of spending money felt really good. That's real life human. That happens to all of us. And it's easy to look back on that and think, oh, I should not have bought that. I shouldn't have spent my money on that. Why did I do this? Why did I do that? And not saying that intentionality changes any of that, but what it does is it actually changes your mindset and your demeanor. So when you're out shopping or when you're online and you're putting stuff in your cart, you're constantly thinking, all right, does this align with how I want to feel outside of this holiday season, right? Does this align with what is important to me? And a lot of this we could dig really, really deep, because it goes back to, how do we feel worthy? How do we feel accepted by people or our family? Is it if we give a gift, somehow we feel like love comes back to us, or we feel accepted, or we feel wanted? And those are not negative emotions. Those are very real things. But I think it's really understanding what's going on under the hood that helps kind of have that pause a little bit when I say, okay, my intention for this holiday season is I want to buy a certain amount of people gifts. I'm going to spend X amount of dollars. I want to creatively come up with some way to give them something of meaning that is within this range. Because when I go into January 1st, 2022, I want to feel like, okay, I spent a reasonable amount of money. I'm not further in debt. And now I'm ready to just charge on to 2022. See where I'm going here? That's my intentional plan. So come up with your own. If you're in a relationship, come up with it with your partner. For sure, come up with it with your partner. That is really important. All right, so number two step kind of goes in line with number one, but it's okay, we've got that intentionality. Now we have to create a holiday spending list. This, separate from your budget or whatever system you use to track money, or maybe you don't use a system to track money. No judgment here, right? But for holidays, we want to create a spending list. Who are we buying for? What are we buying? How much are we spending? We want to use this as our shopping list and get really detailed. I like to keep mine on my cell phone, but keep it someplace where you're just going to remember it, but also visually see your list. And I usually put it with my holiday intentions. So what this does is it tries to trick my brain into saying, remember, this is how you want to feel. And B, remember, you set this kind of target for how much you want to spend for this person. Do you really want to go over? Is it worth it? Is it not? There is so much that goes on in your brain when it comes to money, especially when it comes to spending money, that if we want to win the battle, we've got to bring all of the tools. And these are the tools that I'm talking you through right now, right? Holiday spending list. Just like if we're going to the grocery store, we got to have that list. I have been to the grocery store too many times without a list, and I get back, A, I never bought what I actually needed, and B, I always end up spending more money. Again, these aren't life-shattering things, but I want you to feel this holiday season a sense of relief. I don't want you to feel panicked. I don't want you to feel anxious. I don't want you to feel like you have to spend more money than you actually have to spend. That's the number one way to make us feel really crappy about our money situation. And if you don't have a lot of money to spend, I want you to know that that's okay. That is absolutely okay. All right, so we've got our intention and we're creating our holiday spending list. Those are our first two really big steps that we need to just get in place, and then from there, we can really dig a little bit further. So let's cover a few more after this quick break and message from our episode sponsors. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. All right, so number three on our list is to have a good old end-of-the-year money check-in. And I think the holiday time is a fabulous time to do it because it can really get you thinking about, okay, what action steps do I need to take next year? So we can kind of hit, not January 1, January 1 is for complete sleep and relaxation. But let's say January 3 or 4 or 5, somewhere in there, we're going to start to take some action on our money, and we're really going to do it all year long. I'm not a big believer in resolutions because I feel like resolutions, they're just never tackled. So instead, we're going to be more proactive and we're going to really think about how we can change our money situation going forward. So in your end of the year money check-in can be really, really simple. Where are you at right at this present moment with your money? What are you feeling good about? What are you feeling not so good about? Just do a little temperature check with where you're at right now. Then I want you to think about, where do you want to go next year? If you could narrow down to one, two, or three max big goals that you really want to achieve in 2022, what would those be? And what do those look like? Meaning, how much money do you need for those goals? What sort of action steps do you need to take every week, every month, however often you need in order to hit this goal? What does that look like? So make it super, super tangible so you have a clear idea. So if my big goal is, let's say I want to pay off $5,000 in debt, I need to figure out in my money right now, how do I make that come to fruition? Do I need to cut back? Do I need to save more money? Do I need to start a side hustle? Do I need to ask for a raise? What does that look like so that I can actually roll through 2022, pay off that $5,000 in debt and feel like, yeah, I did that. Okay, next goal, right? So they could be anything, absolutely anything. Maybe you just want to challenge yourself to look at your bank account information every month. Maybe that's a big deal for you. I know I've been in that place myself. So just come up with a couple of things that really feel good to you. Then I want you to think about, what do you need to learn? So what are you missing? What's that piece? Something you really want to learn, or maybe something you're just really interested in. Maybe it's something around investing or rental real estate, whatever it might be. Figure out what that is. All right, then I want you to think about, What is something that you can let go of this year? Maybe something didn't work out for you. Maybe you didn't make as much progress as you thought. Whatever that might be, what is something heavy that you can just let go of? Let it not even take up any mental space anymore. And then if you could sum up your money situation in one word for this year, what would it be? What would that word be for you? And again, I don't want you to have any judgment. This is a safe, no judgment zone. If anything, my podcast is about is giving you a place to explore everything about money in a very non-judgmental, very safe, very approachable space. There are lots of other people out there that are going to yell at you, that are going to tell you you've done things wrong. That's not my style. So if that's what you're looking for, you're not going to find it here. I don't think it works. I have worked with a lot of people in their money, and I can tell you, I don't think yelling at them really is what moves the needle. I could be wrong, but that's just my two cents. All right, so we've got our end of the year money check-in. Okay, then kind of to go along with that, number four is we're going to practice something I call financial forgiveness. And we all have made so many money mistakes, we can't even count anymore. I have done so many things that in hindsight, I really wish I would not have done. I bought a house far, far too soon when I was 24, and it was very expensive. It ended up working out fine, but there were definitely some gut-wrenching moments there. I quit a job before I should have. I've done a lot of things, and I felt really bad about a lot of things. I went through a very expensive divorce, and I had to give away almost every asset that I own. People thought I was crazy, but I had my specific reasons. But my point is that all of that stuff is very heavy. So whatever you have going on, maybe whatever's happened to you this year or this month, I want you to do a practice called financial forgiveness. And it's very simple. You can modify it to make it your own. But what I do is I get out a piece of paper and I set a timer for 15 minutes and I just start writing everything that I'm really pissed off about. I get it all out on paper. When the 15 minutes is up, I look at the list, I read it back, and I tell myself, I'm letting this stuff go. You can burn the list, you can shred it, you can throw it away, you can send it, don't send it downstream, that's littering, we don't want to do that. You get my point. Get rid of it. What it does for you mental, it doesn't wipe that away, yes, but what it does for you mentally is it tells your brain that stuff is done. We don't need to think about it anymore. These things are very, very, very powerful when it comes to moving forward with your money. So if you've ever felt like you're just stuck, like you're stuck in quicksand, nothing is changing with your money, even though you're trying different things, nothing is practically happening. If that is you, I really want you to start thinking about some of these mindset and mindfulness exercises that I'm talking about. Just give them a try for me, please. I promise you that you're going to start seeing like little glimpses of light. And those little glimpses of light are things for you to hold on to. Okay, number five. It's not always about spending versus savings. I think it's spending versus growing. I think that is the real combination. So this holiday season, we're going to do a lot of spending money, a lot of it. But can you also get some of your money to grow this holiday season? Can you give it some upward lift? It's not good enough that we just focus on saving our money. That's great for emergencies and for flat tires and all sorts of things like that. But really, we've got to get our money to grow somehow, more than just sitting in our checking account. You've heard so many guests on this podcast talk about investing and rental real estate and, I mean, all sorts of different ways of growing your money. And so no better time than at this holiday season where we're already thinking about money. We're already spending money to also think about, oh, are there ways I could carve out a little money and maybe do something else with it? So maybe you get an end of the year bonus. What about investing some of that money or increasing your 401k contributions at the end of this year? It's like a little gift to yourself. Yes, it's not, it doesn't come wrapped up in a package with a pretty bow, but maybe it's even better. Maybe you can check in on your investments and just look, how are they doing? It's been a record year, so how are you faring? Do you need to change your asset allocation or rebalance your portfolio? Do you need to just make some changes? Maybe you need to hire a certified financial planner for an hour of time to help you just make sure your portfolio is really positioned so that you can get some growth. Even if you're being very, very conservative with your investments, you're still looking for something that's growing beyond your savings account. We have to do something to keep up with inflation. And remember, inflation is just this idea that my pen today is going to be less expensive than my pen tomorrow. So everything is just inflating. It's just getting more and more expensive. So we have to figure out some way to get our money to grow past that point of inflation. You could also maybe look at rental real estate or real estate in general. I know I've got a lot of Shauna Share questions about rental real estate. Is it right for me? Is it not right for me? There are just so many money ideas that we've talked about on this show, from side hustles to investing to real estate to starting our business and more. There are just so many ways to take your pool of money and to make it grow. We even had Whitney Hansen on a couple of months ago, maybe it's now almost 6 months ago, and she talked about this idea of furniture flipping, which I absolutely love. So she would go on Facebook Marketplace, buy furniture for a relatively small amount of money, put a very small amount of money into fixing it up, sometimes nothing at all, and resell it for a huge profit. There are so many opportunities like that out there. Then you can create extra money for yourself, take that money, and try to make that money grow. So there are just so many different ways to do this, but I want you to have that in the back of your head this holiday season of, is there a way I can also get some of my money to grow? Super, super powerful. So speaking of spending, number six, can you also spend smarter this holiday season? Maybe not all your holiday shopping, but maybe some of it. Maybe you can think about, is there a more creative way for me to spend this money? For example, I love credit card points. You can argue with me all day long. Yes, credit cards are predatory. Totally get that. Yes, credit cards come with potentially a lot of debt and really cripple a lot of people. I 100% accept that reality. If you are not good with credit cards, you should not have the credit card in your wallet. It just is fact. I have gone through my own time of not being great with credit cards, so I know this personally. However, I'm still going to say you need a credit card. So last year alone, I was able to purchase at least a couple hundred of dollars of gifts with just credit card points alone. So a lot of the credit cards that have points, they have like a back end almost store where you can use your points to shop for things. So I would get gift certificates, all sorts of different things. And so the beauty of it is I'm actually not spending any extra money because I'm just taking those points and I'm turning them into money. You might also have credit cards that have cash back. Maybe you haven't looked at the cash back in a while, and maybe it's small. Who cares? Maybe it's $25 or $100 that you have for cash back in your account. That's money. It's still real money that you can utilize to spend smarter this holiday season. So there are just so many ways. There's so many different places where money is just kind of sitting around and you're honestly not thinking about it, but you can utilize that money. I know one of my credit cards that offers rewards, I'm able to utilize those points at Amazon, which is great because especially in 2020, I was able to just send gifts to a lot of people straight from Amazon, and I didn't have to deliver those gifts. So I just want you to have in the back of your mind, is there a way I can spend smarter this season? There are so many different deal apps that are out there. We've had a couple of people on the show that have talked about different deal apps that are great around the holiday season, where you can figure out where to shop to get the best deal on whatever product that might be or whatever electronic that might be. So I know it takes a little bit of extra time, a little bit of extra effort, but in the long run, if you can save some of that money and shop smarter, then maybe that goes back to your intention this holiday season. Maybe that helps you feel better this holiday season. All right, number 7. It's this idea of creating a money system to roll into 2022. I like to call this a money flow plan. Something that is proactive and strategic to help you figure out how to manage your money in 2022. So, what does that have to do with holiday shopping? It actually has a lot because it goes back to number 1. It goes back to the intentionality. If we have a system for how we're handling our money, then we're more encouraged to do all number 1 through 7 on the list. We're better prepared to shop smarter. We're better prepared to figure out ways to grow our money. I think one of the hardest parts about quote unquote doing money is just staying motivated and creating habits that help you move closer to your goals. And I've been really focusing on this idea myself over the last year, thinking about how to really create a system for success. And I love this idea of money flow. So money flows into your bank account, money flows out. What do you do with that money? What is the system behind it? What is the intentionality behind it? What is the mindset behind it? Where is that money going? Again, if we don't have goals, none of it really matters other than just paying our bills. It doesn't really matter where we spend our money, but I know that's not where you're at because that's not where I'm at. That's not where most people are at. There's stuff that you really want to do with your money, stuff maybe that pains you, like student loans, or credit card debt that you just want to get rid of, or things that feel very aspirational, like buying a house or retiring or starting a business, whatever those might be, you need a system to really help you figure out how to get this thing done. So in the spirit of gift giving, I have put together a free 32-page workbook called Money Flow for you. That's going to help you this holiday season, and it's also going to help you create a money system to roll into 2022. You're going to know how you feel about money. You're going to know what your goals are. You're going to create a vision. You're going to create a system for success. Again, it's 32 pages. It's beefy. You can take your time with it, but it's yours for free for just tuning in and being a guest. So all you need to do is go to the show notes. There'll be a link there. Or go over to bit.ly/moneyflowworkbook. That's bit.ly/moneyflowworkbook. So I hope you found this episode of value. Again, I just wanted to have a little fun, but also talk about the holiday season because it is fast approaching. And I know that it is a time where things can really fall apart for us financially, where we can feel like we have to spend more money than we have, or we do spend more money than we really want to, and then we feel bad about it. There are all sorts of things that happen this holiday season, and maybe none of those happen for you. Maybe it's a joyous time where you get to express some of your love through giving and sharing gifts, and that's fantastic as well, but maybe you can think about some of these other pieces around money and bring this into your holiday season so that we can come out of this year feeling good and ready to roll into 2022, ready to tackle our goals, ready to really move the needle when it comes to our finances. So if you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with some friends, family members, anyone who you think needs to get their money ready this holiday season. As always, you can head to our show notes for all the links to our episode sponsors. And I will see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you.
Yes,
you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.